First, I met with Michael Roskin at the Northland Inn, and he had somewhat of a release, and I read a little bit of it where it said, you are not ever supposed to, in other words, you're not supposed to ever say that you were a Supreme, or had anything to do with the Supremes whatsoever. You can never call yourself, in other words, ex-Supreme or anything. In other words, you're nothing. And Michael Roskin saying, if you don't sign a paper, Berry Gordy won't have anything else to do with you. So I told Michael Roskin, I really didn't give a damn whether Berry Gordy had anything to do with me or not. So anyway, I started crying, and I signed the paper. Even, I didn't even finish reading it. Anyway, it said, all you are worth is $15,000. I told them they could take it and stick it up their ass. That's exactly what I said. So anyway, later on, found out that little piece of paper didn't mean anything.
We mainly did what they had us to do, what they told us. You know, we did have some say-so in the way a song should go or blah, blah. But it was mainly what Berry wanted us to do, and it was always good.
I relate very well with sure, I mean, there's a lot of music came out and success for Rick and all that other stuff. But, it wasn't, I think the bad times were more than the good times, you know. I learned a lot and I got a lot of good things out of it, but now I'm with Warner Brothers and I'm happier. The whole ambiance of Warner Brothers just makes me happier. It's a family. It's probably the way Motown used to be. A lot of people that went broke with Motown, man. A lot of people that starved to death, you know. A lot of people that made millions and millions and millions of dollars and sold lots of records, and they're on the corners now, you know, picking up bags and cans, you know, stuff like that. That's not a very pleasant thought, you know. Fortunately, I wasn't one of those people. I very well could have been. If it was up to Motown, you know, they would love to see me in that situation. They seem to make you just to break you.
Berry Gordy is a man I do not know. I only met him about 3 times. I really don't know anything about him. I just know he didn't particularly care for me. I guess he had his reasons. I'm just not the kind of guy that, well, Brown knows. I say what I think I should say. What I think I could sleep with. And Brown knows, and there's nothing, something I can sleep with. I'd rather not have anything at all if I could go that route, especially when I have a talent. I don't think I deserve to have to yes man everything you say if I don't agree with you. And I didn't agree. A lot of things was said, happening, so we never really got to know each other. And it might have to do by us born on the same sign. I'm a Sag, he's a Sag, so. And I'm from Alabama, and he's from Michigan, and maybe people out of Michigan, Alabama, are not supposed to talk back. But when I leave Alabama, that's all they tell you, not to talk back. So when I leave, I intend to speak my piece. I left there to speak my piece. What did Berry Gordy do for the Temptations? He didn't really have a lot to do for us, because we were already kind of knew where we were going or what we wanted. We knew we wanted to record. We knew we already could perform, and that is what we did. We performed, and they didn't have to do a lot of work with us. We rehearsed on our own. We dressed our own selves. So we didn't fall in the category of being taught or how to look, how to dress, how to do this. We already knew how to do all that.